And now on Overnights, entertainment with Simon Foster.
Well, yes, time to talk entertainment and movies with the wonderful Mr. Simon Foster, the host of the entertainment podcast Screen Watching. Must be a Monday morning because I can hear Simon. Hello, Simon.
Good to be with you, Mr. McLaren. Hope you're well, sir.
I am. Now, I don't want you to take this the wrong way, but how to please a woman?
This is something I thought I knew everything about until I'd seen this movie. This is a very sweet film. This is a very sweet film about a British woman who is in her 50s and having troubles in her married life. She's married to Cameron Daddo and he's not sort of being very affectionate. And she's got this group of swimming friends that she's with, all of whom have kind of a sex life, but a whole lot more than she does. So she stumbles on the idea to send good-looking men into their homes to help with their cleaning, just to give them something to look at while they're doing the housework. But, of course, these men end up sleeping with the friends, and she's the last one to realize she's actually pimping out these good-looking guys so her friends can have sex, which sounds like a kind of a cheesy, dirty Alvin Purple kind of movie. And for a little bit of the first half of the film, it is, but then it gets a little bit more serious and shows how that with a little bit of tenderness and communication and attention to detail, you know, both genders can find happiness in life with each other or without. So it's a very sweet film, all shot on the Western Australian coast and stars British actress Sally Phillips in the main role. So it's very low-key, but it's very nice.
All right. Now, you just said Alvin Purple being cheesy and dirty. I thought that was almost a documentary.
Oh, that was the life you lived, was it?
Yeah. Well, some people, anyway. I don't think waterbeds have had as much fun on a movie set as... Now, The Innocents, this is a bit different, right?
Well, this is something very different. It's a Norwegian film. It's all set within quite a nice apartment block on the outer suburbs of Oslo. But these four young kids come together, pre-teen, sort of in that 10, 12-year-old age group. And when they're together, their superpowers, their sort of psychic abilities are strengthened. Now, that sounds like it could be a fun sort of Marvel movie, but these kids have got some very dark thoughts. And it really tells a story about how children left without role models or left without some sort of guidance in their life can become the absolute horrors, which all of us parents know they really are. And this is a scary movie that is beautiful to look at, probably runs a bit long. Halfway through this film, I thought this would have been a great X-Files episode. You could just drop Scully and Mulder in the middle there. And, you know, they find these dead bodies everywhere that they're not quite sure how they killed. And all the while, these scary kids are staring at them. So, yeah, this works really well as a supernatural thriller. But be warned, it has some icky moments. This is a European art house horror film, so it does go to certain places that your American studio stuff wouldn't dare do.
Right, okay. And being a European art house horror film, is there enough lighting, or is it a little... They tend not to put all the budget into the lighting in the European films.
Yeah, look, there's a term that's going around the circuit at the moment called elevated horror, which is sort of art house horror or more intellectual horror, and this certainly falls into that trap, which isn't to say it's not scary in parts. It's got some very creepy moments. Norwegian kids, they're just terrifying.
Intellectual horror, it sounds like what a Liberal Party would consider a teal. to Olivia, now this will be a beautiful story, I'd imagine, based off the life of Roald Dahl.
Yeah, this is a very sad style. It's a weepy, that's for sure. This tells it zeroes in on a very specific moment in author Roald Dahl's life. He's married to actress Patricia Neal. They're living in the UK countryside, and their 7-year-old daughter develops encephalitis and passes away. And she's the real muse in his life and the real centre of their family, despite the fact they've also got a baby son and another younger daughter who finds herself shut out of family life while the parents deal with the grief. All the while, he's trying to write Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. She's trying to get cast opposite Paul Newman in HUD. So this takes a very sort of specific, maybe 8 or 9 month period, and how these two very creative people deal with this horrible tragedy and recover from it ultimately. It's a very sad film. Hugh Bonneville from Downton Abbey plays Roald Dahl, and he's terrific in the lead role.
All right, that looks pretty good. Well, it was a mixed bag there this week, Simon.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of movies, isn't it?
Something there for almost everybody, really. Nordic horror and sex tips for women and a nice movie to finish. So
this is what I do for your show, Michael. This is what I bring every week.
I know. Well, see, we have a diverse audience and you cater to them better than anyone. So, thank you, Simon. I'll speak to you next week.
Always a pleasure, mate. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. The wonderful Simon Foster, the host of the entertainment podcast, Screen Watching.